You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Daugherty.
And you're listening to You've Got Issues.
Hey, Aiden.
Hey, Hannah. Oh, it's so loud. Okay, here we go.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. I'm so happy to be back.
Me
on
too.
This fine Tuesday. Fall break is coming up. Can't believe it's already time for that.
Can't believe it. It's crazy.
I could definitely use some time in a home.
True. Can't wait for my shower.
Dorm life.
Very, very true. How's your week been?
It was good. Homecoming. That was fun.
Fun weekend.
I'm trying to think. My sister visited. She killed it. And it's always fun to hang with her. What else happened?
Homecoming weekend was a big weekend, considering I didn't make it out for a full day, but we're fine.
She didn't make it out. Good.
Yeah, at all. Okay, so let's start off with the topics for tonight. Hannah and I both came up with our separate topics, so this is going to be pretty interesting.
Yeah, I don't know what hers are, and she doesn't know what mine are.
So now that Hannah and I are both initiated, we didn't find out, but our bigs found out who we are, so it's kind of exciting.
Well, yeah, we're waiting on that.
We both got emails,
you get yours?
Yeah, I got mine this afternoon. Good. But we both got emails and, like, questions about what we like. So, we have a caller. Okay. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Can I help you? Yes, I have an issue.
What's up?
What's your issue?
My issue is with, is this part of Dorothy? Just want to clear the air here.
What?
I have an issue with my roommate that I'd like to talk about.
Okay, what's up?
I have my roommate's scaring me. He's done a couple of things throughout the week that I'm a little concerned about. So I can lay it off and talk to people about.
What has he done?
Hello.
Sorry. Yes, what do you need?
You're talking about your issue.
Yes.
So
okay.
Sorry, talk for me to talk about. I got him here. He's been doing some weird things to his girlfriend.
Oh god.
What has he been doing?
Well, I walked in one time. And he was spanking her on the bed. And she had a lacrosse helmet on. He had a lacrosse helmet and she was spanking her rapidly.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know what to do. This is bad day. I'm telling you, bad day. Yeah.
Oh.
I didn't do.
I would.
And then it gets even better. It gets even better.
Oh my god.
It's Thursday. I'm going to dinner right now before I can eat.
Oh my god.
I see the girlfriend and the boyfriend, they're together eating. All of a sudden, the boyfriend starts dunking the girlfriend's head in a chicken soup. Going rapidly, bang, bang. I'm like, what the blood is going on here? Getting out of control.
Oh my god.
And then after last day, like,
what's your issue with it? It's like their relationship.
He's living with this person.
So he should just leave the room.
You should definitely
leave the room.
Don't be in there when they're in there.
Look at this guy, I want to tell him 6'4". He called him pound, man. He would kill me. I don't understand that, right? I don't know what to do. If I tell the cops, he might find me.
No,
I don't think you should call
the
police.
What I think you should do is just not be there when this is occurring. Walk out. But then once the girlfriend's gone, you should have a discussion.
I want to live in peace, you know?
Yes. No. Obviously, nobody wants to live in that situation.
I understand that. I don't want to be in.
You need to leave the room when this is happening.
No, but he doesn't like that. Shouldn't be happening.
It shouldn't be. But I think that you need to sit down with your roommate and say that you have a problem and that you guys need to fix it together, because holding everything in isn't going to accomplish anything.
And this
scary
actually,
feel like he's gonna kill me.
Why would he kill you?
And then actually, maybe you should talk to your RA.
Yeah, that's a good idea too.
You'll have a better chance of switching roommates because it sounds like you shouldn't be living with this guy anyway.
You just switch roommates.
Yeah, maybe that's a good idea. He gets scary sometimes.
You know? Yeah. If you don't feel comfortable with your roommate, you should probably switch.
Yeah, so just how long does the process usually take?
I know a lot of people switched roommates second semester here. It basically takes however long he can find a new roommate, too.
So that could work, definitely.
Maybe someone else will move in with him, and then you can move into, do a switch kind of thing.
Yeah, do you know anyone that's looking for a switch?
Yeah, there's one other guy, but I went out and grabbed a bite to eat with him. And the one issue was that the homosexual for me. I don't want to be weird on air.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, please don't be.
Okay, we have another caller, but thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Good luck.
Bye.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi.
Hi.
So, I have an issue.
What's up?
Every time I go to the library, I have this issue where I have to go to the bathroom, but I have a fear of pooping in public, so what should I do about that?
Find the bathroom that's least used.
So I was wondering which one, because there's so many in the library in Skillman, but I just can't figure out one that works.
Which one would you say? I mean, I honestly never go to the
library. Go to the library.
So, I would say the top floor bathroom. No, bottom floor, right?
Isn't there one in the basement in, the back corner?
I don't know. You guys got to help me.
Yeah, no, I think there is. Okay, if you go down the stairs in the basement, go to the left, and then go all the way down, and then there's a bathroom on your right-hand side.
What if someone walks in?
Then just wait it out. Don't give your identity away.
Do you think I should bring Febreze in my backpack?
If it's really that bad, I guess.
Thank you.
No problem. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
I actually can answer Carly's question, or whoever her name is.
Okay. Thank you. What's your answer?
Wait. Oh, I was going to say I would do the basement one because
yes, that's what
you
we
can
said.
Lock the door
oh.
on the outside and you can make it a single without anyone coming in.
There you go.
I never knew that.
I think I've actually done that before. And then it's awkward with that bathroom. This has actually happened because it's like a single in a way. And then someone else will come in and it almost feels like they're like invading your space.
Yeah, it's really awkward.
Yeah. So just lock that door. Hopefully the previous caller's listening. And
thank you.
Of course. Enjoy.
Thanks so much. Another caller, Han. Says You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Yeah, hi, Hannah. My name's Nigel.
Hi, Nigel.
I got a big issue.
What's your issue?
I have a son that actually goes to Lafayette.
Oh.
Yeah, I went out to dinner with him last night. I sat him down, and we called up. First time we've spoken in about a year or so.
Uh-huh.
And I found out something really bad.
Wait, the first time talking to your son in a year?
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
That's details that we can talk about later, not right now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Keep going.
Okay. So I found out that he has a boyfriend named Timmy.
Okay.
The problem with me is that I really dislike gay people.
Well, what was your name again?
What do I do?
Nigel.
His name is Nigel. It's 2016.
Nigel. You need to
move past that issue.
I'm sorry, what?
It's 2016. Get with the
you
time.
Need to,
it's
yeah.
time to be more accepting.
That's
know?
Okay, but I'm a little bit old-fashioned.
I think that you just need to understand
Listen.
That this is just... I don't, Hannah, you
I think
talk.
It's your
son. You guys like gays?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course we do.
Some of my best friends are.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
No, not really at all.
This is actually getting extremely offensive, I think, especially to some of our viewers. So I'm going to end it short.
Okay, bye.
Basically,
nope, okay.
We have another caller.
This is You've Got Issues.
But wait, I just, 1 second to this caller.
Yeah.
If it's your son, you should just love him for who he is.
True.
And, you know, reach out to him because you are the adult. You should be talking to him. Okay, hello, what's your issue?
What's up?
Hello, I'm Joe, and,
Hi, Joe.
So, my roommate's doing some blow.
Okay.
And I walked in on it, and he was doing it on some girl's, like, ass, and, like, he offered me some, what do I do?
Well, I mean, listen, drugs, including cocaine, is illegal.
Please don't do, yeah.
So, we are definitely going to advise you not to do that. I don't even think it's worth it.
Are you in an uncomfortable situation?
No. So his name's Deke, and he's actually a boy of mine. And I was debating on doing it, honestly. But then I heard about this, and I wanted to call in and get an opinion.
Okay. So,
I wouldn't do it.
I wouldn't either.
Say no and go.
Yeah, I hear blow is a great time, so.
I mean, listen, okay. If you are against it, which you should be because it's illegal, then I would definitely not do it. If he's really your boy, he's still going to like you.
I don't know. I think I'm going to do it.
All right. Well, just
good
take
luck. Please be safe.
Precautions.
But we are advising you not to do it for the record.
All right, I guess.
Okay, thanks for calling.
Okay, anytime.
Yeah,
thank
anytime.
You. Bye.
Ooh. Ooh, wow, our phone is blowing up. Okay,
WJRH.
What's your issue?
Hi, how's it going? My name's Chris Messler, and I'm calling in to report something about my roommate.
What's up?
Hello.
My roommate has been hitting me while I've been asleep at night.
Okay.
So,
is that your issue?
About that?
He's been hit. Define hitting you.
I'll wake up in the middle of the night to him just punching me.
Okay, so clearly that's not okay. Do you want to move out of the room, or do you want to talk to him about it?
I haven't been able to talk to him about it.
So why don't you talk to him about it?
I can't.
Why?
He's always out of the room.
Okay, well, you just said he sleeps in the room with you at night.
Okay, they hung up. Okay, wow, okay, everyone's hanging up.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, I had a question on a separate note. What did you guys do about butthole hair?
I guess you can either bleach it or nair it off or get it waxed.
I try to get laser, but it keeps coming back.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I try getting my butthole hair. Laser, but it keeps coming back.
Alright, well, maybe you should see your laserist and figure out the issue.
Your laserist?
I mean, we don't know for
okay,
sure.
But you moved to Boca.
What?
You moved to Boca. How does that go to her if I'm in Eastern Pennsylvania?
Well, it's fall break coming
up. My butthole hair is all black. Thick and black.
Alright, well, if your butthole hair is black, like you say, I would definitely bleach it for now, until...
Okay, I'll keep you updated.
There's product at the pharmacy.
I'll send you Snapchat, let me know.
Alright, thank you.
Snapchats of butthole hair, people, that's the latest topic tonight.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
Okay, everyone. So let's go back to the original topics until someone else calls in. So basically, yep, Hannah and I are really excited for Big Little Week. It's coming up in 2 weeks. We found out who our big is. Oh, we have a caller. Sorry, hold on. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
And they hung up. Okay. So, yeah. Okay, Hannah, your turn. What's the next topic? Never mind, we have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, I have an issue with these clowns that have been walking around.
Yeah, same. So do I.
So, what do we think? Are they real, or do you think they're rumors?
I honestly think it's real, because I don't think that I don't think a cheerleader would make up seeing a clown and then call P-Safe if they actually didn't see it.
It's scary, though, because, like, all these schools are going, like, on lockdown, and, like, I don't know, you call P-Safe and they're, like, lying and says that there's no clown.
I know. Hannah, what do you think about this? Right now? No, P-Safe said they have not seen a clown. So there was never one in... People were saying they were in, like, there's one clown with P-Safe. Like, that was never true. But a girl said they did see clowns.
But then there's, like, cop cars racing around campus last night.
I know. I saw that, too.
So,
I mean, like, that just scares me. I actually left the school. I was like, I'm not dealing with a clown anywhere near me.
I know.
Especially with Halloween coming up. Oh, my God.
I know. Someone dresses like a clown. How am I supposed to know?
No, one of our friends said yesterday, she said, why don't I just dress up as a clown? So if clowns, like, show up to, like, kill everyone, then you're, like, you're, like, the same as them. Like,
for out-of-area listeners, the clown issue is basically there's been creepy clowns going around
in the town next to
campuses, in the town next to us, supposedly on Lafayette campus last night, and, you know, it's a little scary. So,
and supposedly they have, and it's not just the clowns have weapons with them, supposedly, so that's why everyone's freaking out.
There's actually, I'm trying to find it, there's a movement, it's like a clown movement where this, like, happened.
This is on national news now. This is a legit thing. It's on, there are campuses last night on lockdown. One of my friends at Quinnipiac's classroom was under lockdown.
Are you serious?
Last night, yeah, not kidding.
There's a creepy one at UD.
Yeah, like, no, they're everywhere. And so one of our friends' friend from home, someone was killed yesterday in Reading, Pennsylvania, supposedly. So it's some crazy stuff going on, but I don't really know. I really hope they're not real, but Hannah, what do you think?
I'm thinking that it's just, like, what are those things when you follow someone?
I have no idea.
It's like one person started it, and now all these people think it's funny and are doing it too, but I feel like those people might get hurt or something, like the people dressed up as clowns, because, like, people are going after them.
Yeah, so. Penn State, they were chasing them.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thank you.
Hopefully this issue will subside. Bye.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, what's up? This is Yuki and Moran.
What's up, Yuki?
The other day, my friend sent me a very offensive picture, and I haven't been able to go to classes because of it.
What was the picture of?
Picture was of Rob Schneider with a wig.
Okay.
And, yeah,
what's your problem
picture,
with Rob Schneider?
He molested me when I was younger, actually.
Wow.
Yeah, so I have been able to look at a picture of him, and my friend sent me the picture, and I haven't been able to go to classes since.
Okay, that's a very serious issue.
Did your friend know about this?
No, I actually haven't told anyone.
Okay, so I'm sure he didn't mean what he did.
Yeah, but nobody does that to Yuki and Moran.
You need to see.
Maybe you should open up about it.
Nobody makes fun of Eugene Moran III.
Okay, well, I think that you need to sit down with a therapist or someone and talk to them about this, because clearly, if you haven't told anyone about this problem, you need to speak about
it. Talk it out.
You need to get it off your chest.
My friend, I've just been unable to go to classes.
Yeah, so you that's definitely going to affect your grades, and you need to sit down with someone and talk to them about your...
But he's, like, my friend. Like, why would he do that?
Because you just said that you didn't tell anyone, so he doesn't know that
situation happen to you?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell anyone I got molested by Rob Schneider, obviously.
You just told us, so I think that you need to sit down with someone.
Yeah, but you guys don't know who I am.
You just told us your name. Your name's Yuki.
Eugene Moran.
It's Eugene, actually, not Eugene.
Oh.
I get very offended when people say Eugene and not Yuki. It's happened to me my whole life, and it's just unbelievable.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, yeah. So I definitely think that you need to... Are you in college?
No.
Are you in high school?
No.
Are you graduated from college?
Yeah.
Okay, so I definitely think that you need to go to see a therapist or a psychologist or someone, and you need to sit down with them and talk to them about this problem. But wait, you said you graduated college and you can't go to your classes because your roommate has been showing you these pictures.
Yeah, graduate school.
Okay, so you're in college, though.
Not technically.
Okay, so I definitely think that you need to go to your college's center and talk to someone. Can you do that for me?
Okay.
Do you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah.
You do? Are you ready to talk about the problem?
Yeah.
Because you need to start going to classes. Like you said, you're in grad school and you need to, after grad school, like, this is the rest of your life. You need to start going to your classes.
All right. Thanks.
All right,
of course. You will get through this.
All right, thanks.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Well, so that was serious. Okay, Hannah, you're up. Next topic.
Okay, so a fan sent in this question.
Go.
What should I do if my boyfriend says he loved me, but I'm not ready to tell him back?
Ooh. We have a caller. Wait. Two callers.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, my name is Nick Jobbers, and
what's up, Nick?
I've been going through like a really tough time lately.
Okay, what's up?
I don't know if you guys have heard this clown thing going around.
Yes, it's happening on our campus.
So my roommate seems to be very in love with these clowns, like on a weird level.
In love with them.
Yes, he talks about taking these clowns out to dinner, and I thought it was a joke at first. Like, he has feelings towards these clowns. So last night, I woke up to him in a clown costume touching himself.
Wait. Oh, my God.
So that seems to be my problem. Now I can't get that image out of my head.
Okay, wait, you said he was obsessed with a clown, so why was he dressed up as one?
No, like, he's in love with clowns.
No,
like,
he's in love with you overall. Oh. And so now he's obsessing over it and dressing like one and doing weird things while dressed as one.
Yeah, I don't know if you want me to explain, but he's vigorously rubbing himself.
Okay, we don't need that much information. We understand.
Sorry. I just need to get this off my chest.
So is he doing it in the middle of the night while you're trying to sleep?
I mean, I caught it last night for the first time. He was grunting, and I woke up. I didn't know what it was, and he was grunting. And I was like, what is that? So I looked to my right.
Of course.
And so I don't know if I should count, like, I don't know if I should set up a GoPro maybe in the corner to see if he does it again tonight. No,
I definitely would not
do
that.
Don't record him doing it.
GoPro.
Because, you know, that could be seen as, you know, like...
Oh, yeah, you're right. But so, what am I going to do about the grunting? And he's doing it vigorously. Like, I think he may have a rash.
You definitely need to say something.
You have a rash.
Do you have any, like, ideas of how to even confront this issue? Do you feel comfortable saying something
to him?
Maybe
turn off, maybe like burn his clown costume. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Because he's obsessed with clowns. He talks about like taking them out to dinner and getting a nice seafood dinner. He's very into clowns. I need help. I don't know who, what, I got your phone number from a friend.
Okay, thank you. Well, no, we're definitely here to help. I think that the GoPro is not the right move, but I definitely...
I got multiple word from people that it was the move.
No, don't do that. That's, like, low-key illegal. So...
Okay. Well, I mean, also rigorously rubbing yourself in a clown costume. I think that's illegal as well.
It's actually technically not illegal. So I think what you need to do is you need to, before you go to bed tonight, you need to be like, hey, listen, like, I heard something in my sleep. I wouldn't bring up the clown costume yet.
Okay.
But I would just be like, I heard something in my sleep. Like, I really don't feel comfortable.
Yeah, that's good.
You need to stop. Like, if that was you, you need to, please refrain from doing that when I am in the room, because I don't feel comfortable.
And it sounds like you need a new roommate.
Yeah, there's so many roommate problems.
This person definitely sounds like he has psychological issues.
The way, and it's weird, because when he came in today, like, I didn't see him all morning. I was busy. I was at a class. And then when he came in today, he seemed, you know, all happy and everything, and, like, normal, like, no big deal. And then he just started shoving his face with silly string. Like, he was eating silly string.
Okay. Well, listen, you need to promise me that, like, you don't... The GoPro thing is, like, not okay, because there have been many issues
in
the past.
I think it is.
No, it really isn't. That's really not okay.
What's your names again?
I'm Aiden, and this is Hannah.
Aiden and Hannah. Yeah. You don't understand how rigorously this kid was rubbing himself.
Okay, yeah. No, you made it very...
I just have one more comment, though. Okay. Did this start once the clown issue came about?
Ever.
Did this start once the clown issue started, or... Before?
He's been talking about clowns for about a week and a half.
Okay.
But the incident that occurred last night, that was the first thing that happened. That was the first time.
Okay,
what's your name?
My name is Nick Jobbers.
Okay, so Nick. So, all right, Nick. So, Nick, you need to sit down with your roommate and say, this is what I heard. I don't feel comfortable. And... this needs to stop. And if it continues to happen, then you need to call us back, and then we'll go from there. Does that make sense?
Okay. It makes sense, but I'm afraid to sleep tonight. I feel like if I...
Okay. If you don't feel comfortable, sleep in a friend's room.
This is what I was going to do. I was going to stay in the friend's room, like, in late as possible, maybe 1 o'clock. By then, maybe he should be done by now. But what if I walk in? And he's doing some
so
crazy...
How about you knock and you say, hey, whatever his
I mean, it's going to be hard for him to put away his clown stuff, regurgitate all the silly string that he ate, and put away his ding-a-ling. It's going to be extremely hard to do that in a matter of a knock.
So maybe you say, maybe be like, hey, can I come in? And he could be like, oh, 2 minutes. And then he'll walk in.
Okay. Well, I think my problem's gone, but... Thank you guys.
Of course. Please call us back next Tuesday night, and we want to hear about what happened.
Of course, we'll do. Thank you.
People have issues, Hannah. Oh,
wow.
People have issues.
You know, this clown epidemic's really starting.
It's really scaring people, honestly. It's honestly scaring me that the window's open right there. But, all right, another caller.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, I have, like, a really big problem, actually. So, last night, I had sex with a boy on the football team who has actually had a girlfriend for 5 years, and she's also one of my best friends.
Okay. So, you knew they were dating.
To start with, yeah.
Yeah, I knew they were dating.
Why did you do that?
I don't really know why I did it. I just, like, I think I'm in love with him.
Oh.
Okay, so does she know that you had sex with him?
No. She's also my roommate.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
How did this
even
happen?
We had sex in his room, not our room.
Okay, so where did she think you were last night?
The library.
Okay.
This was sober?
I was sober. I don't know if he was sober.
Okay.
So do you regret what happened or not really?
like on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really regretful, I'd say I'm like a 7.5.
Okay.
So you're pretty regretful.
Yeah. I mean, because she's my best friend, I don't know what to do, like if I should tell her or if I should let him tell her or if I should have sex with him again to figure it out.
Definitely don't have sex with him again. But if I were you, do you feel like this relationship would still last even after saying, like, your boyfriend cheated on you with him? Or, like, you know what I mean?
You think they'd stay together?
Yeah.
I think that they would break up.
So do you think you want to tell your friend or...
I mean, I feel like
you have
she
to.
She shouldn't be with someone who cheats on her.
Yeah,
like,
I feel
also
like...
Also, I'm the one that he cheats on her
so,
with.
Yeah, yeah, and then she shouldn't be friends with someone.
I think your friendship might...
End.
Or be... Not end, but I think it might
it's
not...
Okay.
We might not... She might not want to room with me again next year.
It's going to be a long
year. It's okay.
Year.
Don't cry. Yeah, I don't think...
I just don't know what to do. And he's also on the football team, which is crazy.
So I don't think your friendship's going to be what it was or is now.
It was. No, definitely not.
But I definitely think that you need to tell her because her boyfriend shouldn't be cheating on her in the first place.
So I should tell her I shouldn't wait for him to tell her?
No, I would tell her if I were you.
Like tonight?
Yeah, right now.
I would.
Like right now.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up.
Trust me, the sooner the better because you don't want her finding out from someone else.
That's so true. Okay, all right. I will call her right now.
All
right.
Good luck. Let us know what happens.
Thank you.
Of course.
I will. I'll call you back next week.
Bye. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
I was just calling because I heard that my friend, my roommate, Jessica.
Can you say that in a nicer way? We had to jump it because you cursed.
Okay, my roommate who just called confessed to having sex with my boyfriend.
How do you know that was your roommate?
Because I know her voice. And I know that we've been in a relationship for 5 years.
And your boyfriend's on the football team?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Great.
How are you feeling right now?
You know, not too hot. See, I am about to go. I don't know what to say to her. I need some advice.
Oh, God.
I'm literally about to go rip her hair out of her scalp.
Okay. Yeah. So, we were just talking to her, and she's actually on her way to talk to you right now.
She is.
No, I don't want her to talk to me.
Okay, are you going to stay with the boyfriend, or are you going to break up with the boyfriend?
Probably going to... Maybe I'll just... I don't know. Should I act dumb?
No, I wouldn't act dumb, but if I were you, I'd be pissed.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely pissed.
I could just do revenge.
Oh, I'll do revenge. I'll go sleep with his roommate.
No.
No, that doesn't do anything.
I think we should just end the relationship with this boy.
No, I think we should do the more revenge, like, you know... I'm going to just, like, call him up and tell him to walk into the room mid-sex with his roommate.
So.
Oh, and I'll invite my roommate, too.
Oh.
I'll invite my best friend with me
in
the room.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, no, this has really cleared things up for me.
I don't think this is the right move.
I think this is a blessing in disguise. Maybe we could all just have a quadruple relationship.
Yeah.
I did have a crush on his roommate.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I think you should take a step back. Obviously, you're high on energy and emotions right now. And
no,
you need to figure
really
out exactly
like
what you want. Like, if
I
want to
get him back.
What? You want him back?
She wants revenge. So she wants to sleep with his roommate and then have him walk in on them. Right?
Yeah. And maybe, like, capture it. Like,
Put it on Instagram or something.
No.
Oh, no.
Tag him. I wouldn't.
You know, if you're gonna do
that's not
like
good.
That, maybe just do a cake or something, like those YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Like, no, that's not the same thing, though.
Okay.
Yeah. No, thank you for the advice. I'll let you know. I'll probably send you the video.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, this is good.
Follow us on Instagram.
So I'll keep you updated.
Okay.
Maybe I'll call you next week and let you know
how
it goes.
Please do.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Oh. Oh my god.
Okay,
we have another caller, okay. Hannah. It's just off the wall.
Right. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Okay, bye. They hung up.
Like, okay, if that happened to us,
That's actually a similar story to what happened to Jordan last semester. Do you remember Jordan?
Right,
we had a girl that didn't go to Lafayette, and I'll explain after.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
This Cole Doherty Senior.
No. You have the wrong number.
Amos? I'm kidding. Oh my god. Okay. So this girl named Jordan, she went to the University of Florida, and she found her number somehow, like a real actual caller, and she walked in on her best friend having sex with her boyfriend, and she called us for about 4 weeks straight. I'm not kidding. This is a real issue. There's we have a caller. Hold on.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
Yo, this is a motherfucking class. Let me paint a picture for you, Hannah.
Hello.
Here he comes. Oh, he's coming.
Wait, what?
Clown.
It's the clown calling you.
Hi.
They hung up.
Okay.
I'm kind of scared. Can we close that window?
I'm scared.
Can we close the window?
It's really creepy around here.
Can we go close the window?
No.
Okay, if a clown jumps out, I'm going to kill
stop.
You. All right, so basically, yeah, that Jordan, I miss that Jordan girl. Jordan, if you're listening, call in. You're really entertaining. She calls in once. She's like, do you guys remember me? We're like, Jordan? She's like, yeah, it was so cute. Okay, so Hannah, go back to that. Oh, God.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
Power abuse!
Hello.
Okay, another caller.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, my name's Todd. I have a big issue here.
What's up, Todd? How's your night?
So far, not so good.
Oh,
what's happening?
Tell us, what's up?
I just got a new roommate, and like, I just hate him.
So many roommate issues tonight, Hannah.
Why?
So what's wrong with
your
roommate?
I hate Asians.
Oh God.
Asian.
Okay, that's
no.
not okay.
No.
It's terrible. The guy smells.
No.
No. All right, I'm hanging. Okay.
You know what?
That's not okay.
That's just not okay. We don't deal with those.
Hannah,
kind of
what was the question that you were saying before?
Okay, what to do if your boyfriend says he loves you, but you don't love him back?
Fake it? Actually, no, don't fake it. That's so bad.
Okay, I would say 90% of people, when that happens, they're like, I love you too, but they might not. And honestly, from my own experience, I wouldn't say it if you're not ready, because then I think like it almost feels like this now force thing, when before like your relationship to you might have felt like it was going in a natural direction. And I think like there is an issue when you guys have kind of like different feelings towards each other. Do you know what I mean? Like, and you need to confront that. Like, maybe like, why does he like you more than she likes him?
But I think that's so awkward. I don't think that she needs to be like, oh, well, I don't love you back.
No, I mean, you just say like, listen, like, you know, I care about you so much, but I just don't think I'm at that point yet.
No, but I feel like the guy would just be like, okay,
I think that's
bye.
A mature thing to do. Really?
Okay, I kind of feel like it's the guy's fault.
I think
fault
sometimes
in that.
So it just takes a little longer.
Well, in that position, I kind of feel like the guy either, wait,
you've got issues.
What's your issue?
He made his clown sheet as he got in car ready to go on Friday.
What?
Who is this?
They hung up. Okay, so I feel like the guy kind of needs to know what the girl's feeling before he says that kind of thing. And I feel like the girl's either leading him on or the guy just has no idea what he's doing and doesn't realize that the girl doesn't feel the same way back. Agree, disagree?
Wait, can you reword that?
I feel like the guy has to make sure that the girl feels that way before saying that to her. Yeah. And he's either reading her wrong or she's leading him on.
Definitely.
You have a caller.
You've got issues.
What's your issue? Okay.
All right.
So, I know. That's true. But that's why I'm saying, like, you know, it is very easy to just lead someone on, you know, get comfortable with pretending to like someone when you actually don't. But yeah, in the end, that's just hurting both of you because, you know, he's going to think that there's more to this than there is. And then, you know, what if he breaks up off with you and you realize, oh, maybe I did like him and now he's not going to want you back. So I think it's really important to just be honest in a relationship.
Agreed. Okay, next topic of discussion. Oh, we have a caller.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
Yo, what's your issue? Word, good talk, bro. You've got issues.
What's your issue?
Hey, how are you? This is Pooch from Milwaukee.
Pooch.
Hi, Pooch.
From Milwaukee.
Pooch, I like that name. What's up?
What's your name again? What's your name?
I'm Aiden.
And
I'm Hannah.
Hannah, all right. The only question I want to know is, how hot are you guys on a scale from 1 to 10?
Probably 11.
I'd say a 0.
Wow, that's embarrassing on your part.
Yeah, it's like pretty embarrassing.
Right. So that's my only problem for right now.
How is that a problem? No. Okay.
All right. Bye. Okay. All right, Hannah, what's on the topic? I have a lot. But...
Okay, go to yours.
Okay. Hannah, what are your fall break plans?
Well, I plan on going apple picking and seeing the one book I read this summer, The Girl on the Train. And I also...
We have a caller.
Plan on going grape stomping at a vineyard.
What? Where are you going grape stomping?
In New York.
So. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Yo, Wayne, I'm from Ridgewood. What's your thoughts on Cameron Hu?
Okay. Okay, so Hannah, you're going grape stomping. I've never heard of that. I have heard of that before, but I've never heard of people doing that. Here.
Yeah, well, it's an activity that's available to do, and so I'm going to go do it.
Okay.
What are you doing this fall break?
I am I'm chopping off my hair, so that's going to be great.
What?
Yeah.
How short? I need a haircut, too.
I'm going to do 2 to 3 inches. I want to get it off. And then my soccer team from high school is playing our rival on Friday, so I'm excited to see that. I'm just going to hang out. And Hannah and I are going to the city on Tuesday to try to get an internship.
Oh, yeah. We have a media track. This is a good topic.
So we're going to CBS Radio, Fox Sports, and Discovery Communications, and we're going to talk to Lafayette alum there about internships and how they got their job and if they like it. So that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, it's going to be all day long, and hopefully we'll learn a lot, and maybe we'll even talk about this show.
Okay, we have a caller.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
My friends and I are in, like, a really big argument about what our favorite fraternity is on the Lafayette campus,
Ooh.
And I was wondering what your input might be on that topic.
I think that every fraternity has something really special to offer to the campus.
But if you had to rank them.
I don't think that should...
I mean,
I have friends, honestly, in every fraternity.
My personal favorite in every fraternity. Is Duke.
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
I mean, like, you just have to be friendly.
I prefer to
say. Well, like, what's your favorite fraternity?
What's yours?
I'd say, Phi Kappa Psi, the Brothers of Phi Kappa Psi.
I feel that.
Alex Patiti. Specifically.
Alex is fun.
Alex Patiti.
Shout out. He actually was a guest star on the show last year for about 20 minutes.
That show lasted 20 minutes last year due to some circumstances.
I'm surprised you let him on.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
You know, actually, he wasn't as great as we thought he would be, but that's okay.
What would you say, then, is your favorite sorority, if you had to pick one?
Well, we're both in sororities.
So our favorite sorority is the one we're in.
We're, yeah.
Kappa Kappa Gamma.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, it's great.
That's probably my least favorite sorority, but...
That's okay. Are you in one?
No, I'm not in one.
Okay, it's okay.
But I rank them frequently.
You what?
I rank them frequently in my head.
Why?
Just for fun.
It sounds like you have an interest in them, and you know, I think there's a sorority for everyone, so you should look into it.
Do you think I should rush?
Yes.
You definitely should rush. I'm pretty sure this is a spring recruitment rush.
I'm going to look into that, actually.
You
I'm
definitely should.
I'm going to go look into spring recruitment.
You should.
Perfect.
Thank you. Thank you guys so much.
Of course.
Thanks for the call.
Okay, good night.
Bye, good night.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
Paul Darty, Tess Darty, Hannah Darty, Chris Darty, Paul Darty.
That was just a list of people in my family. Okay.
All right. Okay, next topic, Hannah.
Yeah.
Do you want me to do it?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is actually one about freshmen.
Oh.
So we're going to throw it back a little bit to the transition from going home for fall break for the first time as a freshman and then being able to adjust coming back after visiting home for the first time.
Okay, so I feel like going home for the first time last year, I was super excited. I knew a lot of my friends were going home. I feel like not as many are going this year. Maybe that's because we have a different fall break, but yeah, I was super excited because it was my first time actually going home. You know, seeing my parents again, seeing everyone. And when I got there, it was like nothing ever changed. I feel like we were all still really close. We had an amazing like 3 days together. And then I was like, all right, this was fun, but I'll see them at Thanksgiving break in 1 month. And it's time for me to get back and like continue, making friends and having fun at college. It's definitely important to like not stay stagnant and like only, you know, you have to, you know, now you're in college, so you can't really focus so much on your high school life. You have to
move on. We have a caller. This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi. Okay, so this is like kind of crazy, but my boyfriend and I have been together for probably, like, 3.5 years now, and it's always been, like, really great and stuff, but last week he asked me if I would have a threesome with him and my best girlfriend, and so I did it, and I really felt like the third wheel the entire time, and, like he was, like, much more interested in her than he was with me. And now I don't know what to do.
Okay. Well, I think the first problem is did you even want to have this threesome to begin with, or did you just do it to please
him? I think I just did it for my boyfriend.
All right. So that's the first issue. Never do anything that you're uncomfortable with.
True.
The second issue, according to Gossip Girl,
number one source,
is you don't have threesomes with someone that you know. You have to do it with a stranger.
That was the Hillary Duff episode, correct?
Yes. The third advice I'd give is I would probably confront him about it. Maybe he was just like, oh, a new girl, like I'm more interested, but at the end of the day still loves you. I think the whole situation's a little odd though. I wouldn't definitely don't do something you're not feeling.
Agreed with Hannah.
Okay, so I shouldn't have another threesome with
no.
a different girl and my boyfriend?
No.
Even if it's a stranger?
No. I
no
wouldn't.
No more threesomes?
I wouldn't do it, especially if you're not comfortable in that scenario.
Should I stay with my boyfriend?
Can you what?
Should I stay with my boyfriend?
I would talk it out and see where it leads. I'm sure he still really cares and loves about you. I and loves you, so you know, you never know.
Okay.
You might have misread it.
Okay. Thank you for the advice.
Of course. No problem.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, so back to fall break. I definitely agree, kind of, Hannah, but for me, it was a little different. I really didn't want to go home, but I didn't want to, like, see people that I, like, didn't want to see from high school again, but I actually did see a lot of my friends. But it's different because this year, a lot of my friends have fall break, and last year, like, none of my friends had the same fall break, so I'm really excited to see my friends. We have a call.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
Felipe Del Monte.
What? Who are these people? Okay. So it was a little different for me, but I'm really excited to go back home for fall break to see my friends and to shower without shoes on. I'm literally so excited. But yeah, for freshmen, it's kind of different because they have to go home and like they get to see their home friends. I feel like some freshmen want to stay home and after the 5 days and they don't want to come back to campus.
Then they realize, but you have to just go back. I feel like even last year, I was like, I don't want to leave. And then you know what? I got to school. I saw my friends. And I was like, yes.
Like, we're back.
We're back.
Yeah, it was great.
But it's hard when you don't have friends at school, like a good group, because I feel like a lot of what college is about is, like, looking forward to seeing your friends. You know, you're not really looking forward to the schoolwork. So, if you don't have that group, it's hard to be like, oh, I want to go back.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Okay, next topic. Who is this? Okay.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
Todd Rice.
Okay.
Who is this?
I think I know who it is.
Okay. Well. Okay. So. Next topic. What time is it? We only have 4 minutes left. That was a crazy fast episode.
And today was the first time that one of our episodes was recorded. So that's
pretty
cool.
We had the first two episodes, we had some technical
difficulties, but I feel like this is a good episode to have recorded, so we're happy.
Just some random, hold on, we have another caller.
This is You've Got Issues.
What's your issue?
Hi, I have a really, really big issue.
What's up?
Patrice Doherty.
What? I heard my last name.
Yeah, I heard Patrice.
I don't know.
Okay. Just some random PSAs. Haley Mathis, her Lululemon leggings got stolen in the wash in McKean today. If someone finds them, give them back to her. Also, if anyone knows how to dry clean a blanket, let me know.
You go to the dry cleaner and you say...
Not Lafayette Cleaners. They're terrible.
Really?
Awful.
Awful?
Yeah.
All right, so because our radio show doesn't have commercials, we have to read something. And
public service announcement from the city of Easton.
We are going to read about...
Wait, we have another caller.
You've got issues.
No, this isn't the same person.
What's Trevor Biachi.
Who are these?
Week we're going to read about newborn and child survival. Save the children. Every year, almost 9 million children in the developing world die of largely preventable and treatable illnesses before they reach the age of 5. However, through basic health care delivered by local health workers, many of these lives can be saved, and you are just one step away from helping. See where the good goes at goodgoes.org. I repeat, goodgoes.org and find out all the ways you can help the good go further. Brought to you by the Save the Children and the Ad Council.
I think Hannah peaks every time she says a PSA on the radio.
And that is all the time we have for today, people.
9 o'clock. 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. It's time to start your night. Wait, hold on.
You've got issues.
What's your issue?
Hello.
You have 1 minute. Name?
Oh. I'm sorry. I'll just hang up.
No. Wait. No. Talk. It's okay.
Oh, they hung up. All right.
So
that was sad. That person had a problem. We shouldn't have. Whatever. It's fine.
It's Tuesday night. It's 9 o'clock. It's time to start your nights, and we hope you have a good one. Rest of the week. It's almost fall break. You guys, we're getting a 4-day break, so just relax.
Thank you so much for calling in tonight and for making the show very entertaining.
This was fun.
This was very fun.
And
Hannah and I don't know if we will be back in time to do the show next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Well, so you know we will be.
We will let you know if that is
but
a
no
thing.
No one's going to be on campus, so we might not do it.
Yeah. So we will let you know. Follow our Instagram at You've Got Issues. So let us know. Hope you guys have a great night, and thank you so much for listening. You just listened to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio in Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm Aiden Trevison.
And I'm Hannah Darty.
And you just listened to You've Got Issues.
Night,
thanks,
guys.
Everyone.
Bye.